بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is our guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about an important topic, and that is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for materialistic wealth and answering our financial and materialistic needs. Is it true at all that merely we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a prayer for mundane wealth?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As Muslims, we believe in Tawheed or monotheism, and it has different dimensions, like Tawheed in the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His attributes, in His actions, and monotheism in worship. So a monotheist believes that everything, whatever he is in need of, is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So based on this understanding of monotheism, a monotheist, not only he can, he should ask whatever he needs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is highly encouraged in the Quran and in the narrations. Allah says, "Udu'uni astajib lakum." Supplicate to me, ask for me, I will answer you. Allah doesn't say that only in spiritual issues. Ask for me, I mean supplicate to me, I will answer you. Chapter Ghafir, verse 60. And we have some cases in which Allah praises the people who ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for both this world and the hereafter. Of course, those people who only ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for worldly issues and they neglect the hereafter, somehow they are reprimanded in the Quran. In chapter Baqarah, verse 200, Allah says, فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَقٍ. Among the people, there are those who say, "Our Lord, give us in this Lord, but for such there is no share in the hereafter." So they forget everything about the hereafter. And of course, even in this case, Allah doesn't say that I will not give them. Mm-hmm. But the point is that those people who are admired are mentioned in the following verse. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. This is the verse that we usually recite in Qunut of our prayers. And among them are those who say, "Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter." That's so right. Allah is admiring the people who ask God for for goodness even in this world, and of course in the hereafter. And in the following verse, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا. Such shall partake of what they have earned. Chapter Sa'd, verse 35, is referring to one of the supplications of Prophet Solomon, mm-hmm. peace be upon him. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي. He said, "My Lord, forgive me." You see, a spiritual supplication. And then, وَهَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَمَّغِي لَأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي. And give me and grant me a kingdom that will not befeed anyone except me. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَابِ. So, two supplications by Prophet Solomon are mentioned. One of them is spiritual, and the next one is absolutely related to this world, to give me a kingdom. Of course, this kingdom can be also spiritual.
Yes.
When you use it to help the oppressed people and to establish justice. But, I mean, at the first glance, it is a worldly issue. So even a prophet like Prophet Sulaiman is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something material. Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child. In the beginning verses of chapter Maryam, he says that, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَزْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْءٍ واشتعل الرأس شيبة ولم أكن بدعائك رب شقية. And finally he says that فهب لي من لدنك وليا. We know that when he saw Lady Maryam سلام الله عليها, he also asked for a son, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him يحيى.
The cases you're talking about is different from dua, because for example say that dua must be خالص مخلصاً خالصاً لوجه الله. Okay, do not put anything in your mind when you are, for example, doing dua.
These are two different issues. We ask only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mm-hmm. but for our worldly issues.
Okay.
There is nothing wrong for that.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, Prophet Zakaria alayhi salam is asking for a child.
Yes.
And in today's understanding, this is not related to spirituality and to the hereafter. It is a worldly request. Although in the long term, I mean, that child will help you. I mean, he himself would be a righteous person. So even in spirituality, you will increase in rank before God. But at the first glance, it is a request related to this world.
That's right.
So this is an important, I mean, this is an issue which is repeated in many narrations by the Prophet and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, that we need to ask whatever we need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
yes.
whether it is related to this world or the hereafter. Of course, we are talking about permitted issues, not the prohibited issues.
And directly we can do dua about our, for example, specific things, isn't it?
Exactly. Let me give you one example.
Okay.
The Holy Prophet says that ask God for whatever you need, even if it is your shoeless.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine how insignificant it is. I mean, the shoeless. If it is God, for example, or I mean, anything, any problem with it, you are in need of a shoeless, ask God for it. I mean,
or it's better to say that even do dua for your shoeless, let alone the bigger things.
Exactly, huh? Yeah. Sha'san Nihal is mentioned in various narrations.
Mm-hmm.
This is in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 90, page 295. Interestingly, addressing Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Musa, salni kullama tahtaju ilayhi.
Mm-hmm.
O Musa, ask me whatever you need, hatta ala fashatik wa milha ajinik, even if it is the fodder for your sheep and the salt for your dough. You see, even for these seemingly insignificant issues, Musa alayhi salam is asked by God. This is related to our understanding of monotheism.
Yes.
The fact that whatever we need, whatever
mm-hmm.
we are in need of, we need to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
okay.
because He is the only mudabbir, He is the only being who is running this world.
Mm-hmm. IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Again, when we are asking Allah for this materialistic world, for our mundane world, it must be mashru',
sure.
legitimate,
sure.
isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
We should not consider, for example, any satanic power
exactly.
in our mind.
That's the point.
Some people believe that if they ask for mundane world from satanic powers, they will get more. Is it true?
But people you mean who by believe satanic powers.
Yeah, I mean the people who are Satanists, they believe in Satan as the omnipotent, omnipower. We have such groups in the world, okay?
Yeah.
So they say, why going, for example, to God? Let's go to the evil powers because we can say money and all these mundane world, we can say, are in the hands of the satanic powers. Is it so?
Of course, it's not so, but we do not deny that sometimes they are given what they are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, a dangerous situation. We have the concept of istidraj. The concept of istidraj uh-huh. is about some people who are so far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they have all the blessings that they are in need of. And maybe this is the most dangerous situation of a person. He is, wealthy, healthy, whatever he is in need of, he has it. And this is the question that we usually hear, that we see some people who commit all kinds of sins. They are, for example, disbelievers, but they are having a very good life. But Allah says in the Quran that they are suffering from a condition that is called istidraj, meaning that they are so engrossed in committing sins and, being away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah gives them whatever they want. But the point is that this is the life of this world. This is just a transitory world, and we need to be thinking of the eternal life in the hereafter.
Is it so about the visiting tomb of the holy imams? Because nowadays we see so many visitors go to the holy shrines, ask an imam for mundane world. For example, they go visit the tomb of Imam al-Raza in Mashhad in Iran, or Imam al-Jawad, because there are some imams who say, for example, they are Bab al-Rahma, they are Bab al, for example, they have been generous in their lives, so let's go to, for example, the tomb of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam and ask him for mundane world. Is it true? Is it authentic?
First of all, no Shia believe that the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt are independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you ask a Shia who is telling Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, Ya Imam Rida, oh Imam al-Rida, please, bless me with a child, for example. If you ask him, is Imam al-Rida alayhi salam an independent being from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The answer would be for sure negative. If Imam al-Rida alayhi salam is an imam for me, because Allah has appointed him an imam for me. If I'm doing tawassul, it means that I'm putting imam as an intermediary between me and Allah. So according to our scholars, the etiquette of dua is to ask God through the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, through the intercession of the Ahlul Bayt, and just to put the Ahlul Bayt as intermediaries. We say that, oh Allah, by the right of Imam al-Rida alayhi salam, bless me with a child. This is the best way for supplication. But doesn't mean that to ask the Prophet or the Imam to give you that blessing, is it forbidden? Is it...
No, or is there any specific, for example, Imam for answering your financial needs? For example, say Imam al-Jawad, since he was Jawad, he was generous, he was giving, he was benevolent, okay? So he is Bab al-Hawa'ij. Let's go to him and specifically ask about your materialistic world for him, through him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, the first question is that, no, there is nothing wrong with that type of supplication, but it's better to ask God through the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. For your second question, it's not something rooted in the narrations. This is a kind of popular opinion of the people.
Public feature, that's right.
Yeah, and it's not rooted in the verses and the narrations. But, we cannot blame people for asking their requests from one specific imam and not going for the others. At the end of the day, all of them are the same light, and we can go to any... shrine of any imam and ask for our request. There is no difference. But at the same time, it's okay for people to, go to some specific imams for some specific requests.
Okay.
There is an interesting chapter in Wasail al-Shia, volume 7, page 32. The title of the chapter is Babu Istihbab al-Dua fil Hajat al-Saghira. The chapter is about the narrations regarding the fact that dua is recommended even in your, a small request, in your insignificant needs. وَكَرَاهَةِ تَرْكِهِ إِسْتِصْغَارًا لَهَا. And it is disliked, it is makruh to abandon supplication because you consider it insignificant. As I mentioned, for example, Musa alayhi salam is asked is commanded to ask God even for salt.
Yes.
For the father of his sheep. If I consider it insignificant, I say that, it does not behoove me to ask God for these insignificant issues. This is makruh. This is disliked. And there are many narrations in this regard. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, Alaykum bid-du'a. He is encouraging the people to do supplications. And then he says, وَلَا تَتْرُكُوا سَغِيرَةً لِسِغَارَهَا أَن تَدْعُوا بِهَا. do not abandon a prayer because of the fact that it is small, it is insignificant. Why? Because in the sahib al-sighar, wa sahib al-kibar, the owner of these insignificant issues is the same owner as the is the same owner of the significant issues, meaning God.
Yes.
So God who can give you all these significant requests, yes, the same God can give you the insignificant ones as well.
But we are recommended always to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for jamia khayr al-dunya wa khayr al-akhirah. I mean, the khayr al-dunya is not necessarily giving you what you want.
That's the point. Okay. That's one of the philosophies that in some cases, or for some people, in many cases, apparently or seemingly people do not find the answer of their requests. Mm-hmm.
Allah, maybe the khair is not giving you.
Yeah. Okay. Allah said in the Quran that عَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرُهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes we are, we are deprived of some requests. We think that it is against our happiness. But even maybe ourselves in the long term, we come to this understanding that it was better for us not to have what we were looking for. And of course, no supplication is rejected, because supplication in and of itself is an act of worship. So we would be rewarded for supplication in and of itself. And second of all, for the request that apparently we are not given the answer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it up in the hereafter.
That's right. أعطني بمسألة إياك جميع خير الدنيا وجميع خير الآخرة إن شاء الله. Okay, that's all right.
Also in Qunut we said, ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة. I mean, you're asking for good in the soul
good.
And the
And the good is not necessarily giving you the mundane world. That's all right. Thank you much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Regarding asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer our financial and materialistic needs. It was very kind of you.
Pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Aliyin wa Husaynin wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن